Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: how much protein do you need, should you be taking in each and every day? Still a debated topic, highly debated topic, and perfect topic for a relatively quick fit tip. Now, I've talked about protein on so many other podcasts because it is so important in so many different ways. And it comes from the Greek word protos, meaning first. So, you know, right then and there probably says there's something about it that says it's important. And it is important for so many different things in our bodies, including, you know, connective tissue, enzymes, antibodies, blood, your hair, and yes, a topic we talk about frequently here, muscle. Muscle. And we need muscle, and we lose muscle as we age. And we don't have to. Sarcopenia, the loss of muscle as we age, leads to so many detrimental things. Slows down our metabolism and leads to a decreased quality of life. So we need to do everything we can do to mitigate, prevent, reverse sarcopenia. And two main ways we do that: strength training and protein. So how much should we get each and every day? Well, it always comes down to, it depends. Of course, it depends. And when someone gives you a hard answer to this right away, that's a problem. Because yes, it depends on your age, your sex, your activity levels, your goals, things like that. But that doesn't mean we can't throw out some numbers. And our government does. So what do they say? The current RDA recommended dietary allowance for protein is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Now that makes me laugh and frustrates me right from the get-go. The fact, what? That they use kilograms. Many people don't have that conversion off the top of their heads and don't want to do the math. Why are we getting American guidelines in kilograms? Can someone explain that to me? When I wrote my sports nutrition book, Swim, Bike, Run, Eat, it's glaring when you're looking at the recommendations going, I kind of understand why there is so much confusion. And it starts with the simple things like that. Kilograms of body weight. Why? Okay, so 0.8 grams, and that's relatively modest when you start to do the math that you have to do. And let's just look at what Harvard Medical School says when we're talking about this topic. The RDA is what? It's the amount of nutrient you need to meet the basic nutritional requirements. So it's the minimum amount. And when I had Dr. Brad Schoenfeld on the show, and one of the top researchers into muscle building and protein and everything involved with that, with hypertrophy, with sarcopenia, he said the same thing. It's the minimum amount, not the specific amount most people should be taking in, the minimum, the bare minimum. Okay, so for someone who's pretty active, that recommendation would give them around 10% of their total daily calories. Not a lot and not enough for many people. And so what they say is, and part of the debate is, you'll often read and hear experts say, oh no, Americans get in plenty. They get in too much protein. And when you look at the research, it's somewhere around 16% of daily calories. And I would say, as I often do, that that number is inherently flawed because oftentimes that research is from self-reports and there's a lot involved. And let me just say that you shouldn't be eating red meat every night. just throw that out there. That research is pretty strong. Topic for another day. But the current recommendations are a bare minimum and oftentimes not enough for the vast majority of you who want to avoid sarcopenia, who want to preserve your muscle mass, who are active and who want to continue to be active. So if you're doing the math, which you have to do, that 0.8 per kilogram, just take 0.36, a little bit easier. Multiply your weight in pounds by 0.36. So I'm 175 pounds right now, 0.36 times 175, about 63 grams. That's low for me. That is way low. So the number I personally, let me hold that for 1 second. So what they say, which I love, the current research people going against that low 0.8, they're saying double it. Double it. So me again, 175 pounds, 0.36 comes out to 63 grams. So if I were to double it, that's around 126 grams. I'm going to give you three ranges. So 0.36, I agree, bare minimum. So if you're just starting to kind of count your macros, as they call it, macronutrients, kind of figure out your nutrition, that's a great place to start. And many of you will find that that is low. And then doubling it, 126 for me, many people might find challenging at the start. I like to start people personally in the middle. Divide your body weight in half. So 175 pounds divided in half, 87.5 grams of protein. And so that's the range. And so for the vast majority of you, at least start out by taking half your body weight in grams per day. And what sources? Now, again, topic for another show. One study asked just a handful of top nutritionists their top four sources. And the four these nutritionists gave were eggs, Greek yogurt, wild salmon, and beans and legumes, which covers all types of dried beans, split peas, and lentils. And just a couple more numbers. Roughly 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal. And you're going to start to see how this starts to give you the simple math and give you the reasons for maybe trying the five medium-sized meals throughout the day. And somewhere in the range of, and now, again, topic for another day, but giving you some round numbers, 15 to 25%, roughly, not 10% of your daily caloric intake. And again, if you're a bodybuilder, if you're someone who's exercising super frequently or trying to put on more muscle than the average person, you're going to up those numbers. You're going to be at the 126 or maybe a little bit more. Listen, bodybuilders are 1 to 2 grams per pound of body weight. And that's a lot for the vast majority of people. Don't need it. But the 0.8, as you see from the simple math, pretty low. Now, I'm going to give you one study, but a good one for this discussion, because not only does it focus on how much protein you should get in each day, it looked at older adults. And now some of you may think, well, if you're older, maybe you need less. No, no, the opposite is true for the very reason I said at the start of this. Sarcopenia, we want to preserve muscle. I can't say enough how important that is. How, yes, it truly is the fountain of youth, strength training, and the preservation of muscle. So this study in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism, 2014, titled Quantity of Dietary Protein Intake, but Not Pattern of Intake, Affects Net Protein Balance Primarily Through Differences in Protein Synthesis in Older Adults. Okay, a mouthful, but very simple. They looked at protein intake in older adults, and they also looked at, did it make a difference if they spread it out and how they spread it out throughout their day? And again, a topic for another day. But it was 20 healthy adults, older, between 52 and 75 years of age, and they randomly assigned them to one of four groups over just a four-day test period, by the way. Two groups ate the RDA of 0.8 grams per kilogram of protein per day, and 1 gram had an even protein distribution across meals, so 33% at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the other had an uneven protein distribution, 15% at breakfast, 20% at lunch, 65% at dinner. The other two groups ate double the RDA, as I was saying earlier, 1.5 grams per kilogram per day of protein, and they followed the same even and uneven protein distribution patterns as the first two groups. One of the findings, or main findings, one of the main findings, and I'm quoting here from one of the researchers, although there was no clear effect of the pattern of protein intake in our study, we observed a definitive effect of a higher amount of protein intake in mixed meals on whole body net protein balance and muscle protein synthesis. That's really important, muscle protein synthesis. Whole body net protein balance was greater with protein intake above recommended dietary allowance. And one final quote from this study, previous research has shown that older adults need a protein intake of at least 0.4 grams per kilogram of body weight at each meal. And that's roughly 31 grams of protein per meal for a 170-pound person to encourage maximum protein synthesis. This represents a significantly higher amount of protein than the recommended dietary allowance suggests. And so one thing many of you have probably learned is that the RDA is the minimum. Is the minimum. Now, again, this is a fit tip. I want to go on much longer, but it talked about spreading it out, how it didn't make a huge difference. Not according to this study when it came to synthesis, but I'm just going to throw in, you don't want to necessarily take in 50 grams at one meal if you're only eating three meals. So a couple quick points. I would encourage and follow the, again, five meals, maybe six, and some can be snacks, but eating every 3 hours or so. And one of the reasons is spreading out your protein, making it easier to not only get your protein in, but feel satiated. Protein is going to help satiate you, make you feel fuller longer. And so when you spread it out over multiple meals, and I believe every meal, whenever possible, it's doable. It's easier. Okay? Space it out. It just makes it easier over time. And yes, the type matters, but it doesn't. So this goes to second level stuff. So in other words, people will constantly ask me, what's the best type of protein? And my short answer is whatever you can get in consistently. Because if I told you it was pea protein, are you really going to find and want to eat pea protein at every meal, every day? Just like everything else, vary it. If you're, you know, vegan, the beans and the legumes, you just want to get it in. So the second level means get it in first. Accomplish the first level stuff first. You know, find that you are getting in, and that's the range, 0.8 to doubling it, or do my simple starting point, body weight in half grams per day, and then break it down at each and every meal. Spread it out. Lower end, middle, high ground. And I would err on the side, and the researchers say this as well, in getting in on the higher end rather than the lower, especially as we get older. And there you have it, some nice round numbers. And I say it frequently here on Fitness Disrupted. Yes, it comes down to some simple math. Not when they put it in kilograms, but weight loss, following a consistent eating plan, whether it comes to hydration. By the way, I'll leave you with this. Basically, I was talking about this earlier today somewhere else, different broadcast. But the amount of water you should take in each and every day, roughly the same guidelines as protein, about half your body weight, but in ounces instead of grams of protein, ounces of water. There you go. You got two tips in one. One short, well, a little longer than I wanted, but still shorter than normal. All right. If you have not yet rated the show, please take 1 second, rate the show, comment if you can, where you are listening, subscribe. Please subscribe. Really, absolutely, unequivocally love what I do for a living. And I want to give you the best information so you maximize your time and your results and your investment of both money and time. You can't get to your destination if you have bad directions. And one of the main reasons the vast majority of people fail to achieve their health and wellness goals is they're following bad directions. So you're going to get the science here. You're going to get the anecdotal mixed in. You're going to get personal experience. You're going to get great interviews with top researchers. And by the way, if you have not listened to that podcast with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld and you're into the protein, you know, thing right now after hearing this, go back and listen to that. One of the first interviews I did for this show. The best of the best, and always will. I'm always going to bring you the top people in their field because you need to have the best information. All right, enough. There you have it. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter for me, Tom H. Fit, fitnessdisrupted.com. You can go to the website. And thank you for listening. And never forget that we control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes, our state of mind. And that's awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Monday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.